Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Dr. John Wanjura with the U.S. Department of Agriculture Agricultural Research Service. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This WRAP standard was really put together from a protectionary standpoint for growers and ginners and everybody really involved with the production of cotton in the U.S. These new harvesters have taken the market by storm, and they are the predominant harvest method that's used in the U.S. today. The idea of using properly performing WRAP is just going to get bigger and bigger as we go forward in the future. And so we want to make sure that the products that are coming onto the market really do a good job of protecting the cotton and that they function properly on the harvester. And so it is very important from the standpoint of the producer that they're looking at the products that they're using for WRAP, making sure that it's going to work on the harvester, as well as that it's going to protect the cotton while it's in storage before ginning. And this was really done from the standpoint of the producers to protect their interest and their assets as they're, you know, harvesting the cotton and taking it on through the ginning process and providing the best quality of product that they can to the end users. I have to acknowledge that this was a huge industry effort. There were a lot of folks from Cotton Incorporated that aided in the material evaluation portion of the development of this standard. There was folks from USDA, from ARS involved with this, as well as a lot of other people from industry, both John Deere and TAMA. National Cotton Council also has sponsored a web-based publication of that standard for anybody who's interested in looking at what that standard entails. You can go on the National Cotton Council website and obtain a copy of that standard. All that information is on the National Cotton Council website for them to look up.